We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday. It's June 25th. It's 2021, and we have 13 baseball games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by my good buddy, GNefer07. Grant, how's it going, my friend?
Didn't have a great day in baseball, but I should have known better than to start Carlos Martinez. So it's all on me.
I mean, yeah. I made more money in disc golf fantasy today than I did in fantasy baseball. So we knew why we even, gosh, it looks so juicy on paper to play Carlos Martinez. And then you were quickly reminded why you never played Carlos Martinez.
Yeah. I don't know why I just didn't take the shot on K, which was also one of the weirdest starts I've ever seen. It was just strange. He got every single batter he faced was either walked, struck out, or a single for the first two innings. And then he struck out the next guy and then gave up two barrels that were both outs. So the only BABIP that didn't happen was when the ball was actually hit really well. That's baseball, though.
Well, it doesn't matter either. Like I stacked the Dodgers and they're getting no hit. So Zach Davies is throwing a gem against them through six innings. So, I mean, it was just not one of those slates that I was going to win. So it doesn't matter.
That's also the thing. Like, he's actually not pitching that great. He has five walks and four strikeouts. Like, literally the exact opposite end of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we got 13 games to get through today. It's an interesting slate. I mean, that we have some high-end pitchers to play in some good spots. We got some stacks to play in some good spots, and we have 13 games to break down. So we start with Baltimore at Toronto, Matt Harvey, Alex Manoa. 10.5 total, 11 in some places. Most books have anywhere from 230 to 250 for Toronto. Any interest here in Matt Harvey?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Zero interest whatsoever on Matt Harvey against this lineup. Like, you look at Harvey's numbers against righties this season, terrible. And this is a right-handed heavy team that has a ton of power. So Alex Manoa on the other side, any interest in him?
I mean, a little bit. The slate's it's kind of strange, like trying to find stuff in the mid-tier. There's not a ton of pitchers that I really love on today's slate, and trying to find something in the AK range is a little bit tough. This kid is good. It's not a terrible matchup. He just got Baltimore got absolutely just crushed by K. They strike out at a pretty decent clip. Like, there's some bad bats in this lineup, and he's a solid overall pitcher. So at 8.1K, you're not gonna find many guys in that price range that you actually want to play. So he's in play strictly because of that.
Yeah, I mean, he's somebody that has some strikeout upside. I worry about the hard hits. Baltimore does have some bats that you know, have some power. But you look at this lineup, 139 ISO, 24% K rate against right-handed pitching on the season. This is not a spot that I think you have to be scared of. So, yeah, I like Alex Manoah here. Any interest in the Baltimore bats?
Not really. I mean, it's not – if it was being played in Baltimore, they did just blow up Manoah in the last start. I think they put up 10 runs. But I still don't think this is a great spot. This is a big enough slate where not really needed. I actually played Baltimore today, ended terribly. But this is – he's a good enough pitcher where I don't think you need to go there. It's not a good lineup overall. They're better versus lefties. I think they're third in the league in terms of hitting versus lefties, and they're like 7th or 17th in terms of versus righties. Bullpen's bad behind them, and the prices on a lot of these guys have finally started to come up. It used to be easier when everyone was low price, but the only guy I really have interest in is Hayes at 2.9K. He's been pretty solid since he's come in the league, but that's pretty much it.
I mean, I don't mind like a three-man Baltimore stack with some lefties and maybe Mancini. But yeah, I don't see myself using one-offs here for Baltimore. I get it. They're cheap. Toronto. I mean, yeah, we have a ton of interest in Toronto. This is a great spot. It's Matt Harvey. This team
everyone
is,
1-9. It's simple.
I was about to be like, hey, any interest? Well, yeah, you have a ton of interest in Toronto here. They have one of the highest implied team totals on the slate. Harvey stinks, and this lineup has a ton of upside.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've just been incredible, and Matt Harvey's terrible. Like, just play everyone. I mean, obviously, the main two guys we want to mention are Vlad, just because he's right now the best hitter in the league, and Springer, if he's back in the lineup. He got the day off, but I think it was just day off after being injured. He should be back tomorrow. He's 3.9K. That's a ridiculous price tag for him. He's far too good of a hitter. Like, those two guys are probably two of the best plays on the slate.
Yep, right there with you, buddy. We move on. We got Atlanta at Cincinnati. In this one, we have Smiley against Gutierrez pitching in this one. I don't see a total for this game. So we'll have to pay attention and see if it comes out. Any interest here in Drew Smiley going up against Cincinnati?
Not up against Cincinnati now.
Yeah, I'm with you. No interest here for Smiley for me. 5.3 xFIP on the season. Struggles to strike out righties, and they're going to throw a lot of righties at him here. I actually kind of like the Cincinnati stack, and we'll get there in a second. Gutierrez on the other side. I mean, this is not – he pitched really well against Milwaukee twice. But really, like, San Diego exposed him again, and he really hasn't had, like, a great game outside of facing a weak offense. He's throwing the pitches. He's throwing over 100 pitches, and that's fantastic. But I can't see myself playing him against this offense.
I mean, he's not good. Atlanta is a very solid offense. Even if Acuña doesn't end up coming back, they're a very solid offense. And Gutierrez, like, he may have been pitching – he was never pitching well. He was getting lucky. He was getting very lucky. Like, you look at his xFIP, you look at everything, and yes, he gets some ground balls, but really overall, he's not a good pitcher. He's got over a 5 xFIP. He's had some easier matchups. He's just got lucky his first four starts and finally got exposed going up against San Diego. He's clearly not a great pitcher. He's 7.3K. I have no interest in him.
Pats in this game, I feel like it's gonna be a high total game. This game's in Cincinnati, Atlanta. I mean, Freeman's expensive. If Acuna's out, the stack is actually pretty cheap.
No, I mean, Freeman's the only bat you're really paying up for. I know the stack yesterday was fairly solid. I mean, Almonte is super cheap. Albies and Freeman are fantastic bats and fantastic plays. Gutierrez has been bad versus lefties so far this season, even though he's only giving up a 100 ISO and a 279 wOBA. He's still striking out guys at only 16% clip, or lefties, walking them at 60% clip, 45% fly ball rate, 45% hard contact rate. Like, I know it's a small sample size, but that's kind of what he's grading out to be. He's going to be even less of a ground ball pitcher in all likelihood going up against lefties going forward, but he's not good versus lefties. So all the lefties in the lineup, very good plays considering their two best bats are lefties. And then outside of that, Riley, Swanson, if Contreras is back, they're all too cheap, and they're all great plays.
And then on the Cincinnati side, I love the Cincinnati side. Castellanos, obviously, he's a solid play. Tough to pay that price tag for India, but like he's going to be the leadoff guy. Suarez at 4,500. Stevenson at catcher at 4,200. Aquino at 3,700. He's a pinch hit risk, but, I mean, he has some upside in this spot. What's your thoughts here on the Reds?
I love him. Like, Smiley, he may have had two decent outings in a row, but really he's not a good pitcher. He has been a good pitcher all year. He hasn't been giving up a ton of home runs over his last few starts, but he played Miami in Miami and then a matchup versus St. Louis where he really lucked out with BABIP. I mean, he went 5.2 innings. He only gave up one hit, and he only struck out five. So the last two outings have been – one was against Miami, and the other one was very, very lucky. Overall in the season, he's had a ton of bad starts. He's been a entirely lackluster pitcher, shown some decent stuff at times, but he's got a 5.3 xFIP, under a 20% K rate, gives up a ton of hard contact to both sides of the plate. So I'm really in for everyone, just absolutely everyone, all the way up and down. India is the main guy that I don't know if I want to play 5.1K, but Winker, even though it's a lefty-lefty matchup, Smiley's not great versus lefty. Castellanos is one of the best plays on the entire slate. Stevenson, Aquino, if he's in the lineup, is a fantastic play at 3.7K. The Reds are one of my favorite stacks on the slate.
All right, moving on. We got Washington at Miami. John Lester, Pablo Lopez, 7.5 total. Miami is a 134 favorite. John Lester. Lester's a dog going up against Miami, and that's kind of where we're at. Any interest here in John Lester?
No. John Lester is not good, and he strikes out in that one.
Yeah, I mean, he really struggles against righties. Zero strikeout rate, like 14% strikeout rate, 9% walk rate. He just can't get right-handed batters out anymore. And I mean, they're not the best right-handed batters, but there's some good right-handed batters in this lineup. I'm going to pass on Lester. Pablo Lopez is somewhat interesting. This lineup, especially the bottom of the order, kind of struggling a little bit. Josh Bell's banged up right now. So there could be a potential of like having another righty in there with Zimmerman. What's your thoughts here on Pablo Lopez?
I don't know if he makes my cut. I'm not going to talk anyone off of it. It's obviously in the one of the best.
It's the price, right?
Yeah, I mean the price is just real tough. Like 9.3K, he's next to a whole lot of guys in the lineup, and he's just too overpriced considering what he is. He's a 25% K rate guy. He's generally not going to go too late into the game. He's a very good real-life pitcher, and he's a very good fantasy pitcher on a per-pitch basis, but he doesn't have the longest leash. And yes, this lineup is bad outside of the top three of the order, but it's still like the 9.3K is tough when you're not going to get 100 pitches out of a guy.
I think he pitches really solid in this game, and if he was 8,300, we would have a ton of interest in him. But 9,300, I think, is a tough price tag, but I'm not like lining up to play bats against him. Like Schwarber, obviously he's been hot, hitting the ball really well. He's 4,500. He has a ton of upside. I think like six home runs over the last week. And then Soto is 6,200. Soto actually, like, his power numbers are way down this season. And it's just like you're paying for the name. But I mean, Schwarber as a one-off would probably be my favorite bat here for Washington. Any interest here in these guys for you?
Really just Schwarber. Like, I'm not paying 6.2K for Trey Turner or Soto playing against almost anyone in Miami, let alone Pablo Lopez. That's a good bet. But Schwarber has just been on an absolute tear. I think he's got, what, seven home runs in the last five games. I mean, people can say hot streaks don't exist, but he is absolutely crushing the ball right now. Lopez is a lot worse versus lefties than righties. He doesn't strike them out a ton. Schwarber's putting the ball in the air a lot, which is the only worry going up against ground ball pitchers. So this is just a solid overall spot for him. And he's too cheap at 4.5K considering what he's been doing.
All right, let's talk the Marlins bats here. I think Sterling Marte is like one of the best point per dollar players on the slate. And probably doesn't get a ton of love being a Miami Marlin in Miami here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's the problem is they're playing in Miami. But even still, like, Marte, Aguilar, Duvall are all great plays. You said it, Lester just can't get out a righty. He's got a 14% K rate. He's got a 36% hard or fly ball rate. He's got 33% hard contact rate. So not horrible numbers outside the K rate, but he's sitting at a 208 ISO on the season. And Duval, Aguilar, Marte all hit the ball hard. Duval is a 35% K rate guy versus lefties. And if Lester can't strike anyone out, it's a perfect spot for him for extreme fly ball hitter. I like all these guys a lot. I like this mini stack. I don't know if there's anyone else in the lineup I can use outside of like Jazz if I really want to make it a four-man stack, because you can throw him in at second or short, or Sanchez just because of the 2.2K price tag. But this makes a very cheap mini stack between Aguilar, Marte, and Duval, and I really like him on the slate.
I think you could throw like Alfaro in there, 2.6K catcher, righty-lefty matchup, and Alfaro actually has a little bit of power. Not a ton of power, but enough power to pay off that 2.6 price tag against John Lester. So, I mean, I still think I'd go like a three-man stack with Miami, but I just wanted to throw his name out there as well just because he's a point catcher, and that's my thing. We move on. We got the Yankees and the Red Sox, one of the best and biggest rivalries in baseball. 10.5 total. Yankees, a 129 favorite here. Domingo Germán against Martin Perez. Any interest here in Germán?
No. 8.9K is too expensive. He hasn't been great this season. He's sitting at a 4.5 XFIP, just above average. K's been beat up recently. Doesn't go 100 pitches ever. Like, just no interest in him at this price tag.
Yeah, and, Martin Perez, not a big upside type of guy. I feel like this is going to be a game that we should be way more interested in the bats than the pitchers. Do you have any interest in Perez?
No, but I do have interest in the Yankees' bats. I mean, Perez is a lefty that gets a lot of ground balls to lefties, does not get ground balls to righties, gives up a decent amount of hard contact, doesn't strike out a ton of guys from either side of the plate, walks a decent amount of righties, and he's going up against a whole bunch of righties, potentially 9 righties in this lineup, most of which are entirely underpriced. Voit finally got an uptick in his price tag because it was just way too cheap at 2.7K. But the bottom of the order, Torres, Frazier, Urshela, Añejar, all very good, all have a lot of pop, and all very underpriced. So realistically, I can see – I say this a lot about the Yankees, but you can literally stack it any way you want. Like anyone 1 through 9, as long as Gardner is not in the lineup. Anyone 1 through 9 is fully in play. Like, this is a solid spot for the Yankees going up against a bad pitcher in a very good ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, Higgs, man, like, he's probably the catcher that I ended up playing on this slate, 3.1K. He usually is in there against lefties, so hoping he's in there. I like it. Like the Yankees. I hate the Yankees, but I like the Yankees for DFS. As far as the Red Sox go, I mean, Herman's been terrible recently. You know, you kind of pointed that out. He's been struggling a lot. The only problem with stacking against the Yankees is you're stacking against that bullpen. So, like, even if this dude does give up 4 or 5 runs early, you might not see any other production for the rest of the night. I mean, I think the Red Sox are in play, but I feel like I'm going to, like, chase some power upside here with Boston instead of stacking them.
I mean, honestly, I'm more in for the stack or fade idea. Like,
yeah, I mean, that works too.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like I'm talking full stack, hoping that it gets very out of hand quickly and they just throw their worst bullpen arms in there. Like, that's – I want a full 5-man stack or I want none of it. And it's not that hard to do. Like, there will be some cheap bats in there. I mean, Kike, if he's in there, is 3.5K. Vasquez is 3.7K. If Chavez is in there, 3K. If Renfro's should be in there, he's 3.8K. Dahlbeck's 3.3K. And then you can throw in any of the main three bats in JD, Bogarts, and Devers. But you can stack this up a few different ways, and almost everyone in the lineup has some power. Durbin has been just horrible over the last month. And on the season, he's still getting a decent amount of ground balls to righties, but he's giving up hard contact to him, and he's just been so bad over the last month where he can get into some trouble. So while he's a lot better or a lot worse versus lefties than righties, I still have no problem playing any of these righties with some power.
Angels and Rays facing off in Tampa, 8.5 total. Tampa is a 150 favorite in this game. We got Canning going against Fleming's going to be the long relief guy. Kittredge is going to open here for Tampa. Do you have any interest here in Griffin Canning?
He's a guy that kind of have to see what the lineup looks like and see what the ownership looks like. He's a guy that is an above average strikeout pitcher. If they decide to platoon a lot, I have no real interest in him. He's striking out righties at a 30% clip, lefties at a 19% clip. I assume they're going to roll out like 6-7 lefty bats, in which case I will have zero ownership in him and zero interest in him and probably a decent amount of interest in the Rays. But if for some reason they throw a weird lineup out there with a few righties, then he makes an interesting play at 8K, considering that he can put up a decent outing, but price is high consider if they end up rolling out a very lefty heavy lineup, which I'm guessing they will.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a lineup based type of play. I don't have a ton of interest because I do think there's going to be enough lefties in here. I think like a Rosarino and Zunino might be the only two right-handed hitters in this lineup today. And I think that's going to be trouble for Canning. And then on the other side, Fleming, I mean, you're 7,200 for a guy that's going to pitch in long relief and you really don't, like, he's thrown 100 a couple times here, but I mean, I worry anytime you get a long relief type situation, because every time after he's thrown 100 pitches, they have not given him a long leash. So I just don't know if I trust him to go deep into this game.
Yeah, plus he's only a 15% K rate guy. I think like the 8K range is better than him. Like, if you don't have anyone else to play, then pay down a little bit more. Everything you said is right, and he's not going to strike out a ton of guys. You're just hoping for a decent outing overall, and I don't really think that it's worth it.
Let's talk bats here. Anything standing out to you for the Angels?
You can always play Ohtani. Ohtani's very good. Even lefty-lefty, Ohtani's very good. I know that Fleming's a pretty big ground ball pitcher, which will limit his upside, but he'll still get an at-bat versus Kittredge. Ohtani is pretty much it, just because he's incredible.
I think Stassi's in play. If you want to pay up a little bit at catcher, he's a big-time fly ball hitter against a big-time ground ball pitcher. He's cooled off a little bit. He was on that hot streak where he just didn't seem like he couldn't keep the ball being hit hard. So, I mean, I think Stassi at 3,800, again, another catcher play that you could potentially look at on this slate, depending on where he hits in the lineup. And then on the Tampa side of things, man, I mean, these lefties are super interesting. Canning, like you said, 19% K rate, 14% walk rate. You're going to have base runners. So if we get a bunch of lefties in this lineup, I think they're very much in play here.
Yeah, I don't like the price tag of a lot of them. Franco would be my favorite at 4.2K. But, I mean, if you have the money, if you aren't paying up at pitching, then this definitely does make an interesting stack, especially with the guys that probably aren't going to get yanked, which is Franco, Lau, and Meadows. All three of those guys have a bunch of pop. Canning is a big fly ball pitcher that gives up a lot of hard contact. He gives up a lot of bombs. I know it's not the best ballpark, but all these guys have some pop. And even Zunino, if you want to throw him in there, if he's in the lineup, dude just crushes the ball. Like, he hits the ball out of the ballpark every time he gets a contact on it. And he's going up against a guy that gives up may strike out a lot of righties, but gives up a ton of hard contact, 47% on the season. So he's a big home run risk every single time he goes out on the mound. And so I want to target the power bats, and those are the guys.
All right. Moving on. This is the one game that we have like some potential weather you're going to have to pay attention to. Houston at Detroit. We'll see what Kevin Roth has to say. It has a 9 total. Houston's a 280 favorite. Valdez against Peralta. Valdez is a huge favorite here, Grant. I think he's a fantastic play going up against Detroit. I'm just going to be paying attention to the weather. Like, I have nothing bad to say. I think if you're paying up for pitchers, he's certainly someone you can pay up for. It's more of, let's see what the weather looks like.
Yeah, I'm not against that. If he's going to be low owned, like if we have projected him for low ownership because we're down such a better play, then I'll play some Valdez. But Valdez is a good pitcher. I'm not expecting to get blown up, but this Detroit team, you look at the overall season numbers, and they're not quite the same as what they have been over the last month. They've been an entirely league average team. They're striking out at a 25% clip. They are at a 98 WRC plus, so just straight up an entirely average team. It's not the incredible matchup that we see or that we were seeing early on in the season. They've added some guys back. Scope finally started hitting. Grossman's hitting. Haas is added to that lineup. Candelario's back in there. Like, this is a better lineup than what we've seen earlier on in the season, and they're playing a whole lot better. So I don't know if I definitely prefer Rodon to Valdez, but
I do too, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if the ownership's anywhere remotely close, which I actually think that it will be if weather is fine, like the Detroit on the season is just as high a strikeout team as Seattle. Detroit has the same implied run total as Seattle, 4.2 or 3.2 compared to 3.4. So pretty much the same. So I think a lot of people are going to be on Valdez if the weather's holding up, and I will full on fade him because I think the Detroit's a better team than people realize.
All right. The other side of this game, Willie Peralta. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't play.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it to yourself. I mean, Houston's going to give Valdez plenty of run support in this game. Let's talk Houston bats. I mean, they're all in play. All of them. Every single one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we said that about a few teams, but like Brantley and Tucker are still underpriced for what they are. Everyone else is expensive. But you can always make it work if Straw's in the lineup, if Toro's in the lineup. What was the other guy? I can't remember.
Well, Toro will be in there because, yeah, Bregman's still out.
What's his name? I can't remember. He batted eighth
McCormick
today.
McCormick, maybe?
No, he's second and third base eligible. Garcia. He's cheap. Whoever's in the lineup is going to be, like, outside the big starting or main six in the lineup, everyone's going to be cheap. So you can make this stack work just like you can every day. And Peralta's not good. The bullpen behind him's not good. Like, it's Houston who has, what, 140 WRC plus over the last month. They've just been incredible. And they're probably the top overall raw points stack on the slate outside of maybe Toronto, just like every single day.
Yeah, I mean, I like Detroit a lot. Obviously, you can like Houston, or not Detroit. I like Houston a lot. I like Toronto a lot, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, yeah, great spot here for Houston. Detroit bats, I mean,
no,
they're super cheap. But the guy you'd want to play is Jonathan Scope, and he's 5,200.
Yeah, I mean, Framber Valdez is a solid, solid pitcher. Like, doesn't strike out a ton of guys, but on the season, 75% ground ball rate. Last season, I think he had under a 3x FIP. Doesn't strike out a ton of guys, but doesn't walk a ton of guys. Just a solid overall pitcher. So it's not like you'll get some leverage, but if Valdez is fairly highly owned, which I think he may, but Detroit might be a pretty decent team. But yeah, Grossman is the one guy that's kind of underpriced. Scope is 5.2K. Cabrera is just terrible now. The bottom of the lineup's not great. There's other cheap stacks that I'd rather end up going with.
All right, moving on. Yeah, watch the weather in that game too. Like, weather obviously could be a huge concern in that one. Kansas City at Texas. We got Mike Minor going up against Dane Dunning. This game has an 8 total. It's a straight pick'em game in almost every book. Any interest here in Mike Minor?
Yeah, I thought my internet went out for a second. Is it not?
It was mine.
But
okay. I got that connection unstable thing. Hopefully we're good. We'll see.
Yeah, well, luckily you're the one recording, so it automatically records your voice. So we're good. yeah, right. So yeah, Minor going up against Texas, like, solid overall spot. There's a decent amount of strikeouts in the lineup. He's going to go 100 pitches. Again, this is the 8K range where I think you're going to have to look at someone if you can't pay up or if you need a better SP2, and I think he might be the best option. I mean, this guy has gotten over 20 points in three of his last four outings. He's a lefty going up against Gallo, Calhoun. I know there's a few righties in this lineup that are decent, but it's a solid overall ballpark. Pitch count's fantastic. 26% K rate on the season. I really like him, and I think he's my favorite in the 8K range.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely in play here. I don't really have any bad things to say about Minor. The strikeout rate is obviously appealing. Grant, I'm going to need you to talk me off of Dane Dunning.
I cannot.
Like, he makes a ton of sense today, right? Like, if you want a cheap SP2, this dude has a 25% K rate on the season. There's, what, five guys in this lineup with strikeout rates over 27% against righties this season? Like, I know there's some risk of, like, playing Dane Dunning, but, I mean, I feel like he's $1,000 too cheap for this matchup.
Yeah, wait, what's the risk in playing Dane Dunning other than the fact that
Dunning, and he can easily get 70 pitches. Like, he's not a guy that throws 100 pitches, and that's the risk. Like, so gets some walks and he gets in trouble a little bit, I mean – he has 5-point outings for a reason.
Yeah, well, he had 5-point outings against Minnesota, the Dodgers in Colorado, and the Angels. He's been and Houston. Like, you look at his last 10 games, he had bad outings for a reason. He faces mediocre to below average teams, and he puts up 20 points. Yes, 80 pitches. You can always go. It can always go any different way, but. You're paying 6.4K, so you're paying essentially 60% of what you're paying for a guy like Minor or a guy like Paddock or a guy like Kikuchi. You're paying 50 to 60% for those guys. He's going to throw about 80% as much pitches, and he's got similar numbers to those guys. This guy's sitting at 3.6 xFIP on the season, 25% K rate, 56% ground balls. He's solid to both sides of the plate. This is a decent strikeout lineup without Mondesi in there. Like, the four through nine hitters are just either not good or high strikeout or both. He's playing in a solid overall ballpark. This is a great spot for him. Yes, he may only go 80 pitches, but he's one of two guys under 8K that I will play today. And the other one is going to be interesting, but he's the play in the lower tier if you're not going all the way down to the bottom.
I mean, you don't feel good about it, but I feel like it's worth rolling the dice and taking a shot on it. So we'll see. Kansas City Bats, anything standing out to you for the Royals?
Not really. Dunning's solid overall. He's a big ground ball pitcher. Strikes out guys at a decent clip. I mean, obviously you can go with any of the guys at the top of the lineup. O'Hearn's no longer 2K, so I'm probably
out
on him.
He's been crushing the ball. He's been absolutely crushing the ball. He's 3K, and I think he has home runs in three of the last four games or something like that. Like, he's been crushing the ball.
Yeah, I guess if you want to go O'Hearn, Soler, Dozier.
It's so hard to play, like, O'Hearn as, like, a one-off because it's first base, and, like, almost every stack you're going to build is going to have a first baseman in it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm stacking, so I'm probably just staying away. Like, if you really – need someone at 3K at first base, and that's how your stack ended up working out, that's fine. But, yeah, I mean, Dunning's a solid overall pitcher.
All right. Any Texas bats?
If Minor's going to be super chalky, you can consider a stack. But that's really it. Like, Minor's a solid overall pitcher. He's given up under a 300 WOBA out of both sides of the plate. These bats, like, outside of the lefties that don't have the platoon split, all of them are priced up enough where I just don't really have any interest in them.
Seattle at Chicago, taking on the White Sox, 7.5 total. White Sox, a 200 favorite here. Kikuchi against Rodon. Any interest here in Yusei Kikuchi?
I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. The White Sox are still near the top in terms of numbers versus left-handed pitching, but Kikuchi's been super solid this season. He's been super, super solid over the last month. Sitting at under a 7% walk rate, 57% ground balls, 25% K rate, 3.5 xFIP. Like, he's been a very good pitcher over the last month. And outside of Grandal, like, none of these bats are really hitting lefties that well. They start off the season just absolutely destroying them. They're a little bit hampered by injuries. So I really don't mind Kikuchi. The problem is he's 9.2K, and I'd rather just pay up a little bit more. But at the top end, he's one of the better pitchers on the slate that I don't think is going to garner a whole lot of ownership. I think everyone in this price range is going to go with Pablo Lopez because of the ballpark, and that's fine. But Kikuchi has the same upside, if not more upside. He can go over 100 pitches. He's done it in two of his last four starts. He's a pretty much the same pitcher as Pablo Lopez. He just has a tougher lineup, or yeah, tougher matchup in a slightly worse ballpark. So I honestly don't mind it for GBPs. He's put up over 20 in three of his last four. He's been very good. He's put up a 30-point matchup going up against Houston. Like, this guy's been very solid over the last nine games, and I don't think anyone's going to play him here.
I mean, Kikuchi's always the guy that has the strikeout upside, always. I think it really is going to depend on what this lineup looks like for Chicago. Like, if we do get, like, Goodwin and Mankata up there, Anderson's been really struggling with lefties this season. Like, Abreu, Mercedes, Vaughn, and Grandal, like, those four are really good against lefties. But the rest of this lineup's kind of shaky. So, I mean, I don't hate the idea on a 13-game slate playing a 5% owned Kikuchi here. Especially because Carlos Rodon is likely going to be the highest owned pitcher on the slate because he's facing Seattle and he has a 37% K rate on the season.
Yeah, he's the top overall pitcher on the slate. And he's been fantastic this season. Seattle really struggles versus lefties. They'll still probably have four or five lefties in the lineup. The righties in the lineup outside of Haniger and France really aren't anything to look twice at. Like, this is just one of the best matchups you can have with one of the best pitchers for upside. Rodon's going to should end up crushing here. I'm going to try and have 100% ownership of him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to probably play three lineups today, and I'll probably have him on all three. Maybe two if Valdez is going to be low owned, but no reason, I think, to be underweight on Rodon. And, I mean, I have zero interest in the Seattle bats. Yeah, yeah. Haniger is good against lefties, but this guy is an elite lefty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Haniger would be the only person I even moderately consider, but he's 5K. He doesn't have nearly enough of a price decrease for me to play him.
As far as the White Sox go, Mercedes at 3.6 seems really nice.
Yeah, catcher, one of the better hitting catchers in the entire league. Like, yeah, I'm entirely fine with that. Kikuchi's been pretty solid versus righties, but Mercedes is just too good to be priced at 3.6K versus most people. So he'd really be it. Outside of that, I'm kind of just out on everyone.
All right. Any bats in this game? I think that's it. Mercedes is it, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Cleveland at Minnesota. Quantrill against, I think it's going to be Jax. I've seen a couple names float around, but I know they recalled
Jax.
Yeah, they recalled Griffin Jax. I'm pretty sure he's going to be the guy that goes here. I saw a total up. I saw it come down. I did see 9.5. We'll kind of go with that. Any interest here in Quantrill?
No. Minnesota's got solid hitters. Quantrill doesn't strike out, guys. He is better versus lefties, but still not a great overall pitcher, and no interest in him.
Yeah, I mean, Jax, low strikeout rate from what we've seen so far. He's really struggled with power, and I mean, I don't have any interest in him. Do you?
A lot.
Oh, okay. Why are you playing a pitcher against a team that doesn't strike out?
Because in AAA this season, he was striking guys at a 25% clip. There's not really a huge sample size. It's only 19 batters that he's faced. That's why he's only striking guys out at a 15% clip. Yes, projection systems kind of have him as a below average pitcher, but he's not much below average. And yes, he's facing a team that doesn't strike out, but you know what his price tag is, right? It's 4K. He is bare minimum on a slate where I want to play Houston and I want to play Toronto. You know, the easiest way to do that and also have Rodon in your lineup is play Jax. He's, again, just grading out to be most likely a neutral or a average pitcher. In the minors, he had a 3.95 xFIP, 2.35 FIP. He was striking guys out at a 25% clip, walking right around average. This is a lineup that doesn't strike out a ton outside of the guys at the bottom of the lineup. Maybe they roll out a bad lineup, but even if they don't, I don't care. I'm still going to play him if he's in fact starting. He hasn't pitched in a week, put out 96 pitches. It was a weird scenario too, because he wasn't expected to pitch that night in long relief, and it was against Seattle. They just didn't really care that much. They were just trying to get through things. And so I think he's a better pitcher than his numbers so far this season have shown. And he's 4K. Like that. That's it. He's 4K.
All right. Listen, you have your reasons. I get it. Let's talk Cleveland.
It could blow up in my face, buddy. At 4K, even if he gets 10, I'm happy with it.
Cleveland bats. I mean, I don't think Cleveland's going to be that popular, and I think they're in a great spot. The sky has a low strikeout rate. They're a big team that doesn't strike out at all. There's going to be a lot of contact made. I probably stick to like a three-man with like Ramirez, Rosario, Bradley. What are your thoughts here on Cleveland?
I mean, Jax doesn't grade out to be that big of a fly or a ground ball pitcher. He's the minors. He was still 41% ground ball pitcher. So I don't mind the guys that can hit the ball hard. So Ramirez is definitely a guy that you can end up looking at. Rosario, Bradley, Naylor, Ramirez, the other one, are all fine. I'm just going to be more on the Jack side. I will have a hedge Cleveland stack because I pretty much have to. He's at the whim of home run to fly ball variance, and that's why he's kind of been a bit worse this season, because a lot of his fly ball, he hasn't gotten many ground balls, and a lot of the fly balls have left the ballpark. He's sitting at 26% home run to fly ball variance. So he's better than his numbers overall in the season show. And again, it can go badly, but I'm mostly playing him because he's 4K.
Minnesota bats, anything here from Minnesota that you like?
I mean, honestly, don't really mind anyone. Larnach is 2.6K. Cruz is good. Quantrill's not great. Kepler is too cheap at 3.8K. Polanco's probably priced right. Kirilloff is 3.4K. That's far too cheap. Like, this is an underpriced lineup. And the only two bats you have to pay over 4.3K, and the only two bats you have to pay over 3.8K besides Polanco are Donaldson and Cruz, and they're only 5K going up against a bad pitcher. It's supposed to be 83 degrees out. Solid hitting weather. This is a perfect spot for the Twins at low prices. So yeah, I have quite a bit of interest in them.
All right, moving on. We got Pittsburgh at St. Louis. Will Crow going up against Kim. This game has a 8.5 total, and St. Louis a 178 favorite. Any interest here in Will Crow?
No. Slightly above average K rate guy with over a 5x FIP. I'm not going there. Like, he's overpriced at 6.9K. Nice. And I just don't have interest.
He's been like semi-reverse splits this season too. A lot higher power numbers against righties. Nope. Pass. And then Kim on the other side. I mean, as bad as Pittsburgh is, they don't strike out that much against lefties. So I mean, I'm probably not playing Kim here. Do you have any interest?
No, and I mean, you never really know if he's just they're just going to take him out early. Like, they seem to do that fairly often. They rarely let him go past five innings. Don't really let him go past six innings. Like, they have a short leash on him. He's only gone over 100 pitches twice. So, I mean, I don't hate the price tag of 7.6K. But he's still due for some negative regression, but it might just be the type of pitcher he is, because he was due for negative regression last year and didn't end up coming. But yeah, like, he's fine. I just don't know how. If I knew he was going to go 100 pitches or close to 100 pitches, I'd play him. But the fact that he could at any given time just go out there and pitch 50 or 60 pitches and they just pull him out makes me not even want to think about playing him.
Any Pittsburgh bats that you like here?
Honestly, I kind of really like the stack. Like, I don't think they're going to be heavily owned. It's 88 degrees over in St. Louis, 71% humidity. Like, they're going to go unowned. Hayes obviously has a ton of pop. Reynolds has been fantastic, and he's 3.1K. Stallings is 3K. Moran, Frazier, you can both throw in there, even in a lefty-lefty matchup. Polanco's 2.5K. Like, this Newman's minimum price. He's not great, but he's minimum price, and so is Tom if he's in the lineup. Like, this is a super cheap stack. And Stallings, Hayes, and Reynolds, like, make a perfect mini stack, or you can throw in any of the other guys and go cheap, and you can easily pay up for Rodon and double stack them with Toronto or Houston. Like, that's kind of my plan on today's slate, is to play some of these Pittsburgh bats and just double stack them with some of the higher total teams on this slate.
Yeah, I mean, Hayes, Reynolds, I really like Reynolds, 3,100. I feel like he's way too cheap. So, I mean, I could get behind a three-man stack here. What are your thoughts on the Cardinals?
They're fine. I'm not really playing them. O'Neill is too cheap at 3.4K, like drastically too cheap. Arenado is probably overpriced at 5.7K. Edman, Goldschmidt, like the stack's just a little bit too cheap. To play, but Newt Barr, I think he's still very cheap and great name. You can throw him in there, but I'm just like, it's O'Neill and some Molina, like the two underpriced guys are like, O'Neill is a fantastic one off of the slate. He can hit the ball at the ballpark with anyone, has tons of power, over a 50% hard hit rate versus righties on the season going up against a guy that has given up some power to righties. Like, O'Neill's the play. Everyone else, like, is just overpriced outside of maybe Molina, just as a decent catcher.
All right, moving on. We got Oakland going up against San Francisco. This game has an 8.5 total. Oakland's a slight favorite. Sean Manaea, Johnny Cueto. Any interest here in Sean Manaea?
Not really. He's close enough to Rodon where I'd rather go up there, or rather go down to Kikuchi. Like, him and Kikuchi pretty much have the same implied team total going up against him. Granted, better ballpark in San Francisco, but San Francisco has been really good this season. They've been really good versus lefties. They've been really good overall. They're probably going to platoon out a few guys. Like, I just don't think it's worth paying 9.8K for Manaea. He's around a 4X FIP. Barely above average strikeouts. He's put up some gems so far this season, and I played him quite a bit. I just don't think there's a spot because San Francisco is a very good hitting team, and Manaea's kind of just gotten lucky over his last couple of starts, or a couple of his last like 5 or 6 starts. Again, he's been good, but I don't think he justifies that price tag.
I mean, he's a guy that can pitch deep into a game. So, I mean, I understand the upside, but I also, the matchup is not as easy as it, you know, can be. So, I mean, I think it's a tough matchup. He has a lower strikeout rate against righties, like you were kind of talking about, and they're likely going to throw 6 righties at him here. So I'm going to pass him.
Yeah, they could end up. Like, my guess is they're going to throw in Slater, they're going to throw in Ruff, they're going to throw in Flores, and they're going to platoon out a few guys, and they'll have Solano and Dubon down there at the bottom. So I'm guessing the only lefties in the lineup are going to be Yaz, who's a solid hitting lefty, and Crawford, who's been solid this season. If they don't platoon guys out, then yeah, Manaea's in play. He's been fantastic versus lefties. He's got a 37% K rate. He's got under a 200 WOBA, but I don't think that they're going to do that. I think they're going to platoon out everyone because they got the guys on the bench that can do that. So, yeah, wait to see the lineup, but in all likelihood, the lineup is going to be 6 righties, and that's far too much to play Manaea at 9.8K.
Any interest in Johnny Cueto?
No, I just don't want to pay 0.2K for Cueto. Like, and this Oakland team is pretty solid overall. Yeah, Cueto's been a little bit better versus righties than he has versus lefties, but he's not worth 8.2K.
Yeah, I mean, he's 8.2K. Like, nothing else needs to be said, in my opinion. Bats in this game, anything standing out to you here for Oakland?
Olson. Like I said, Cueto's been worse versus lefties than he has versus righties, only strike him out at a 60% clip. Going up against a high strikeout bat, or I guess he hasn't really been striking out a ton this season, but in the past he's been a higher strikeout bat. He's the one guy, but it's supposed to be 57 degrees over in San Francisco. It's not going to be good hitting weather. So, like, do I really want to pay up for any guy? Like, Moreland and Kemp are cheap and they're fine, but they're not great plays in this ballpark. There's too many other cheap guys on the slate. Chapman's 4.7K and Cueto's better versus righties. No one really stands out. Like, if it were a different ballpark, then it might be different. Then I'd have some interest, but in 57 degree weather, it's just the ball's not going to be flying.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of interest in these bats. And then, like, on the San Francisco side, I mean, probably not stacking them today. And, like, I stack them more. But I feel like I have to mention Austin Slater. He potentially bats leadoff here at 2,900. Pinch hit risk for sure. But, I mean, he's cheap enough.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he'd be the one guy I'm interested in. I mean, Ruff and Posey are a little bit more expensive. They're not the worst ideas in the world. Again, Manaea's worse versus righties than he is versus lefties, but that's mostly just because he doesn't strike out righties. The actual ball and play numbers are not bad versus righties this season. So, yeah, I stack the Giants a lot too, and I'm crossing them off today, I think.
Right there with you, buddy. Right there with you. Moving on. We got the Cubs and the Dodgers, Jake Arrieta, Tony Gonsolin. This game has a 9 total. Dodgers, a 180 favorite. Any interest here in Jake Arrieta?
No, he's been all right, slightly below average versus righties. He's been horrible versus lefties all season long. This is going to have a few decent lefties in this lineup. I have no interest in Arrieta at all, especially if I'm paying 7K for him.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. The Dodgers, I'm going to keep kind of jinxing it because I played the Dodgers and I don't want them to get no hit, but they're currently getting no hit right now. Yeah, I don't have any interest in Arrieta. And Tony Gonsolin, his price is just dumb. Like, this price makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, he's been walking everyone. Somehow has gotten away with an 11 xFIP to a 3 ERA, but that's just because he's pitched like 10 innings and has walked like 8 guys. So he's due for, like, he didn't walk anyone in his last outing. The control might be there, but he only pitched 46 pitches in the last outing. He had a little bit of a shoulder problem. So I still don't expect him to go over like 65, 75 pitches, but he's 9.5K. That's just a bad price tag. So don't play him.
Sum it up. Don't pay him at this price. Like, done. Cubs bats, anything stand out to you for the Cubs?
No, I mean, even though I'm not playing Gonsolin, he's still a decent pitcher. Like, if he's going to give up some runs, it's going to be because he got wild. And, I mean, walks don't really lead to that many points. So, overall, like, Dodgers have a decent bullpen behind him. He's a solid overall pitcher and limiting fantasy points to opposing team. There's a 3.9 implied team total for the Cubs. I have no real interest in any of these guys.
The Dodgers, I mean, I expect them to bounce back here. They're kind of expensive, and, I mean, it's going to be tough to kind of make the stack work, but Arrieta is so bad against lefties that Muncy, Bellinger, Beedy, Lux, all these guys make a ton of sense here.
Yeah, no, Bellinger and Muncy are too fantastic. Bellinger's way too underpriced at 4.3K. Like, it's just that simple. He's very good, and Arrieta is very bad versus lefties. Like, I like the stack, but predominantly I like the lefties in this lineup here. Betts is a little expensive at 5.9K. Turner's a little expensive at 5.8K. They've been very solid this season. But, like I said, Arrieta is better versus righties. Like, still gets a lot of ground balls. So, I'm more interested in the lefties than anyone else you want to throw in there to round out your stack. That's fine. But it's really just Muncy, Bellinger, and probably Lux.
We finish it out with Arizona going up against San Diego. We got Martin against Paddock in this one. I didn't see a line out for the, oh, it's come out. It's 8.5. San Diego's a 286 favorite. Do you have any interest here in Corbin Martin?
No, he's been horrible this season. He's sitting at 6.6x, but he has not been good. And the Padres are very good at baseball.
Paddock, I feel like we have to have a conversation, right? Like, he's starting to put together some strikeouts and have some good games. Like, what are your thoughts here on Chris Paddock?
I mean, he's fine. Like, he's been pitching fairly well recently. He's been striking out a lot of guys. He's sitting at a 26% K rate over the last month. Still doesn't really ever go too late into the game, but he's pretty efficient. And he's walking no one. He has 3 walks over his last 5 starts. So he's been good. He's been efficient. Arizona's not projected to be a very high strikeout team, but Paddock strikes out both lefties and righties at a pretty high clip, and he's probably going to face several lefties in this lineup, which he's been better at or better against. So, yeah, you kind of have to consider him at 8.8K. I still think – I mean, I kind of got to see where ownership is. I think I prefer Minor because of his ability to go later into games, and I think I prefer Kikuchi. But Paddock's right there in the conversation with him.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think Paddock's in play today. I don't really have any interest in the Arizona bats, I can tell you that, especially with Marte, like, potentially not even being in the lineup.
Yeah, no, I'm out on them.
Man, San Diego, this seems like a great spot for San Diego. I really like the price of Gresham. Like, what's your thoughts on the Padres?
Yeah, Gresham, Pham, Myers all have decent price tag. Tatis is obviously 6.4K, but Martin has been so horrible that I still, like, I have no problem paying up for him. I have no problem paying 5K for Machado. Like, pretty much this entire lineup is pretty solid here in this spot. It's one of the better stacks on the slate. I think I still prefer Houston and Toronto, so I'll wait and see where ownership's at. If no one's going to be playing Tatis, I'll definitely play a ton of them, but He's taking the ball in the ballpark here. Like, not guaranteed, because this is baseball, anything can happen. But going up against a guy with a 643 grand, 18 plate appearances, ISO versus righties this season, like 50% hard contact rate, both sides of the plate. There's going to be some bombs in this matchup.
All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here for the weekend. Grant, under 8K to get 6 or more strikeouts. Who do you got?
Dunning.
Knew you were gonna take him. I knew it.
I couldn't go Jax.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Dunning, I honestly don't like any of these guys. If I had to take somebody, I'd probably take Fleming to get there, but I don't even think he gets there. So yeah. Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust today?
German.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gonsolin. I think the price is ridiculous. Over 4K to hit a home run. Who do you got today to go yard?
I don't want to go Chalky, but Alvarez. Now I'm going to go Hayes. I'm going under the radar.
I like it for the second straight day. He hit a home run. I got to play him again. I'm going to go Vlad Guerrero. He's just...
By the way, DraftKings had an odds boost for Vlad to hit a home run at plus 370.
Did you do it?
Oh, of course I did it.
I was going to say, thank
you. They only let me put it $50 on it, but I texted like 6 people. I'm like, max this out. This should be like plus 180 going up against Kramer.
Under 4K to get 2 hits. Sorry, completely mind blank there for a second.
I'm going Reynolds.
I like it. I really do. I really do like him today.
There's no way he should be 3.1K.
No. I'm going to go Adam Duvall.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Stack to score 6 or more runs. Who you got today?
The answer should be Houston or Toronto. I'm going to say Pittsburgh. Again, the answer is always Houston or Toronto, but I'm my sneaky stack of the day to score six or more runs is Pittsburgh. I don't think anyone's going to play them. They're super cheap.
I like it. Unfortunately, as a Red Sox fan, it pains me to say this, but I'm going to go Yankees are going to score six or more runs today. Any bets standing out to you here night before?
There was one that seemed way too low. Go ahead and say yours while I'm looking for it. There was one that was just bad. It was just
We both dunning a lot, so I don't mind like rolling the dice on Texas today and hoping that they beat Kansas City. So I'd say Texas, you can find it some places at like even money. I think the highest it's at right now is like 110. So I'm going to go Texas.
I'm going the under on the under 8.5 on the Giants versus the Athletics. That's just about, that'll be 8 by the morning.
Yep, the weather in that game too, with it being kind of cold out there. And Manea's
a stud. Like Cueto's not a bad pitcher. Like there's a bad line. There's a line where it should be that line if they were playing in like Baltimore. This is just a clearly bad line.
All right, Grant. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Nope. I'm just gonna go cry about all the money I lost today.
You could have made money in disc golf fantasy. All you had to do was text me. I would have given you my prize picks.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap it up here for Friday. We'll be back Monday talking some more baseball. Good luck, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, kids.